Robert Baratheon was dead, and her father as well, beheaded for a traitor on the steps of the great sept of Baelor. Now there were three kings in the land, and war raged beyond the Trident while the city filled with desperate men. Small wonder that they had to hold Joff's tournament behind the thick stone walls of the Red Keep. Will the Queen attend, do you think? Sansa always felt safer when Cersei was there to restrain her son.
I fear not, my lady. The council is meeting. Some urgent business.
Sir Aerys dropped his voice.
Lord Tywin has gone to ground at Harrenhal instead of bringing his army to the city, as the Queen commanded. Her Grace is furious.
He fell silent as a column of Lannister guardsmen marched past, in crimson cloaks and lion-crested helms. Sir Aerys was fond of gossip, but only when he was certain that no one was listening. The carpenters had erected a gallery and lists in the outer bailey. It was a poor thing indeed, and the meagre throng that had gathered to watch filled but half the seats. Most of the spectators were guardsmen in the gold cloaks of the city watch, or the crimson of House Lannister. Of lords and ladies there were but a paltry few, the handful that remained at court. Grey-faced Lord Giles Rusby was coughing into a square of pink silk. Lady Tender was bracketed by her daughters, placid dull lollies, and acid-tongued Felissa.